So today we are talking about Netflix and Hulu. My name is Maria.
I'm Abigail.
I'm Malik.
Malik, you can start us off.
Cool. I've been watching on Netflix and Hulu. I've been watching a lot of the Netflix original shows. BoJack Horseman's a fantastic, like, adult animated series, which is like a, it's like a commentary on like the dark side of Hollywood and how it can affect and change people in very negative ways. House of Cards, great political drama and all that stuff. Hulu, I've just been started watching Hulu more because, you know, Marvel's going to start doing exclusive Hulu stuff, so I decided to actually use my Hulu account for a change. You guys?
Yeah, I know you're into the whole superhero thing. Have you ever watched Jessica Jones?
Oh, yes. Binged it all one night.
I love it. I can't believe they haven't come out with the second season
it's
yet.
It's coming 2018.
Nice. I don't know why it's going to take so long, but...
Because they got to film all the other shows.
I personally have not watched any Hulu, but on Netflix, I'm into, like, The Office, and, like, Fuller House was really cute. I liked that. They're coming out the second season. It's pretty cool, so...
Can't believe no one's mentioned Orange is the New Black. I mean, come on, the new season just came out.
Oh, no, I just never got into it. I think for Orange is the New Black, the hype was too big. I'm like, this is going to disappoint. I don't know.
I started reading the book, and I'm maybe into the second season. So, I mean, it's interesting to find. I'm one of those people who I always read the book and then watch the TV series or the movies. And I just like to see how the people in the television, you know, production company decided to represent a big part of her life. So.
Yeah, it's cool. I know you said you've been watching The Office. Again, yeah. That's a great series. Filled with a lot of laughs and a lot of feels and tear-jerking moments. Like, great example, when Michael Scott leaves and all that.
Oh, I cried.
And, they leave. There's a lot of open-endedness within those. Like, the scene where he sees Pam in the airport and they, like, cut all audio. Or, like, where Jim writes Pam a letter and you don't really see what's in the letter and they keep that a secret. Like, I always thought those were, like, pretty, like, cool, like, story tools to use.
Have you finished all the seasons?
Yeah, I've watched through it all.
I just did, and then they like kind of wrap it all up and everything, but still leaves some questioning and things.
Yeah. Anything else you watch? Yeah.
Have you heard about Supernatural? They're trying to wrap that up. The last season was supposed to be the end of it. I mean, I know my boyfriend's a really big fan of Supernatural, and he's got me into watching it, but to think it's been going on for so long and they're going to finish it up is just kind of like... I'm not really quite into it that I'm, you know, binge watching it all the time, but it's just kind of sad to see something with such a big fan base like that be done, you know?
See, another thing, Supernatural, it's the same thing with Orange is the New Black. There's too many people coming to me about it that's like, it's turning me off to them. Like, no. Like, let me watch my shows and maybe I'll think about Supernatural. Like, I'm seeing it everywhere. I see it's like, has pretty much a cult following and all that.
Like Doctor Who, too, which I was rather upset they took it off of Netflix.
I know friends who wrote letters. Like, I'm a big Doctor Who fan, too, and I got really upset. Like, thank goodness I'm caught up and all that. Like,
yeah, I called in, and it was because my Netflix account wasn't working, and I was like, oh, and by the way, what happened to Doctor Who? Like, where did it go? I heard the BBC was supposed to make a new, their own streaming channel, kind of like Netflix. And my fingers are crossed for that because they have some pretty great shows, but I mean, I'm missing out on all my Doctor Who.
I'm actually surprised CW hasn't pulled all their shows because they're running their own streaming service now, CW Seed. Mm-hmm. And, like, all their own shows are being aired right now, so I wouldn't be surprised CW goes, hey, we want to make our own money, so to give us our shows back.
Yeah, really.
So, with the Netflix and Hulu debate, what do you think is better, personally?
Oh, do you want to go first?
Personally, I have my own stance on this. I think Netflix is good for movies you want to watch together, maybe with your family, or stuff you really didn't know existed. Like, there's a bunch of B-rated horror movies on there that are fun to laugh at.
Babadook, go watch that.
If you want your TV shows up to date and everything else, I'd honestly go to Hulu, just because, I mean, it seems to be a little bit better quality. They keep up to date better, and I don't know, I might just be a little bit biased. I like Hulu a little bit better.
I'm team Netflix all the way. I cannot deal with Hulu's stupid ads. Like,
I mean, you can get ad-free Hulu.
But I don't want to pay for ad-free Hulu. I can just go to Netflix and not have to worry about ads. Like,
that's very true.
I'll have to deal with the annoying, are you still watching it question. And then, like...
Of course I'm still watching. What kind of question is that?
Well, I'm Netflix, too. So we have two Netflix and one Hulu. So that settles that debate for us.
Netflix is better. Sorry.
And that's all we have. So...
Everyone have a good day and keep on watching.
Keep watching Netflix only.